Blog Talk Radio.
And so we're going to continue in this.
and the breakdown of that. I want to welcome everybody in Pal Talk, in Blog Talk, on the internet in general, wherever you may be, in North America or South America, on the African continent, in the Middle East, the Far East, the European theater, the communist bloc country. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. I want to remind everybody that Sunday is Pentecost, and we will be celebrating at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. And so make sure that you are ready for that. We will continue in this. Well, we'll have a precept on that day. We'll have a service and plus a precept to go with it. Citizenship Day, that's what I like to call Citizenship Day in the scriptures when the kingdom was first opened to mankind to enter in and get our citizenship. And so invite your friends, invite family to that, to listen to you, to listen with you, if at all possible. Anyone that you know that's seeking to be saved or to enter into the kingdom of the Most High, which is one and the same thing, but they want to do it in spirit and in truth, then you want to invite them for Sunday morning. And, you know, friends, family, relatives, whoever. All right, with that being said, let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your head. As we go before the Most High with our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just glorify you on today, O Yah Elohim, and we lift you up and we magnify your name, Father. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For honor belongs to you, O Yah Elohim. Glory belongs to you. Majesty belongs to you, Father. And we give it up to you on this day, Father. And we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. For you are truly worthy of all worship. Another will we not bow down to, Father, but only to you and only to your voice will we lift and hark unto. And we just thank you on today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to your name, O Yah Elohim. Glory, Father. Glory. Glory, glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. Go before the Most High in prayer. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against you. Hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us. For they are all gone by the way to the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and you have walked contrary to us. But if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins, and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us, by scattering us into all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and that you have walked contrary to us. And, Father, we are repenting from our sins and turning from our wicked ways. And we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us, by scattering us into all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, hear now and turn your eyes and your ears towards your people. Hear our supplications and our prayers and deliver us from this captivity that you have sent us into. Father, we pray for the city of Israel that is asleep, that you would wake them and give them an unction to come in and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for the city of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek spirit of love, for you are love. We pray for the city of Abraham, all that you call him Messiah, that they would hear your voice and that they would come and that they would obey your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work, that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. The blowing of the shofar.
Call
for unto thee. For thou didst separate us from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command you this day for thy good. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day. And a curse, you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other Elohims, which you have not known. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 1. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall observe to do in the land, which Yah Elohim of thy fathers giveth thee to possess, all the days that you live upon the earth. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through, I want to do verses 1 through 8 today. So give me a hot second. Book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 8. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yah thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yah, thy Elohim, in vain, for Yah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days Yah made heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. The book of Proverbs 10 and verse 7. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 7. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. John chapter 14 and verse 15. The book of John chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. May the Most High have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen.
Out of calling. Spirit, God, send your spirit.
right. Amen. 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 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Starting in verse 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Master, Yeshua HaMashiach, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ, of Mashiach, is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So this is a clue to us that the man of sin has to be revealed before the day of Yah comes. The day of Christ and the day of Yah are one and the same. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Elohim, or that is worshipped, so that he as Elohim sitteth in the temple of Elohim, showing himself that he is Elohim. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. So he said, there's going to be a man that is going to call himself Elohim. He's going to exalt himself above all that is called Elohim. He's going to place himself in the position of Elohim. And he's going to want to be worshipped. And in that position as Elohim, he's going to sit in the temple of Elohim. But we know that this is the temple has to be rebuilt before this happens. The third temple must be rebuilt. That's another clue for you. Showing himself that he is Elohim. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. It is the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, that is holding him back. But the Most High is going to remove the Ruach one day. So allow this to happen. For the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of lawlessness, does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. The Spirit of the Most High, when he's ready, then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yah shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. For him, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, power and signs and lying wonders. Now we read this on last week. This person is going to present himself as the Most High, as Elohim returning to the earth. And he's going to say that he is Elohim. And he's going to sit on the throne in the temple of Elohim as though he is Elohim. And he's going to try to change the law and change time. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, and all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, to really what he's going to do is deceive the people to do unrighteousness, to be unlawful. He's going to do this through brotherly love. The way that, you know, the scriptures say that we're to love one another, but he's going to place that above the love of Elohim. And we know that mankind can identify with brotherly love. We're human. We can identify with that. But they're also going to, what he's going to do is say, hey, there is no true religion. There is no true faith. Just love one another. It don't matter what God you serve, because all paths lead to the divine, kind of message you're going to come with. All paths lead to Elohim. Don't matter if you call him Allah, if you call him Buddha, or Hindu, Hindi, or Baha'i, Barama. Doesn't matter. It's what they're going to come with. Now, there is a site. I want to read this article to you called One World Religion. And this document was signed in 2019, early 2019. The Joint Declaration, titled A Document on Human Fraternity for World Peace and Living Together, was signed by Pope Francis and Shaddai Ahmed El-Tayeb, a Grand Imam of the Sunni Muslims, during a visit by the Pope to the United Arab Emirates in early February 2019. It calls on world leaders to work strenuously to spread the culture of tolerance and of living together in peace. In other words, I will tolerate your God, you tolerate my God. I'll tolerate your belief, you tolerate my belief. To intervene at the earliest opportunity to stop the shedding of innocent blood and bring an end to wars, environmental decay, and the moral and cultural decline that the world is presently experiencing. The Declaration condemns all those practices that are a threat to life, such as genocide, acts of terrorism, forced displacement, human trafficking, abortion, euthanasia. It notes that among the most important causes of the crisis of the modern world are a desensitized human conscience, a distancing from religious values. Now remember, these are not the most highest values. These are whatever God you serve values, religious values, okay? And a prevailing individualism accompanied by materialistic philosophy. Far from urgent, as your question says, one world religion. Now, under the another website, Back to Jerusalem, they talk about this same document. And as an end time prophecy. And these three buildings that they have built in Dubai. And they look like, you know, the building that the Arabs march around, that stone that they march around, and, the building that's there, but not the Dome of the Rock. There's a square building that is there, and these three buildings take on the shape of that building. So it's very much, it's called the One World Religion Headquarters. And it's set to open, it was set to open in 2022, so it should already be open. The headquarters will be called the Abrahamic Family House, and it's being built on an island in the Middle Eastern city of Abu Dhabi. The headquarters is being done in collaboration with Pope Francis and Sunni Muslim leader Shaddai Ahmed El-Tayeb after they both signed a global peace covenant and called the document of human fraternity for world peace. The stated purpose of the Abrahamic Family House is to bring understanding and tolerance among the faith. So we know that Allah is not the same as Yah, is not the same as Buddha, same as any other Elohim. And so under peace and brotherly love, this is what they are going forth in. The Catholic Church, and what happened with this is all the other religions, leaders from all the other religions in the world signed on to this. So they are developing a one world religion based upon brotherly love and peace. But the Most High says that they are doing this with deceivableness and unrighteousness, because the Most High said there's only one way into the kingdom. that Messiah is the only one, and he is the door. He can't come through Allah, through Buddha. He can't come through any other Elohim. So when they sign on to this pact and they have signed it, then they are trying to sidestep the Most High. And they're trying to do it in a, you know, projecting that they are seeking peace and brotherly love, but they are breaking the laws of the Most High. And it's deceptive because it seems like they're doing a good thing. Now, the Most High says that he's going to do something about it. So, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish, everybody that falls into this, that believes in the system that they're putting together, will perish, not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So mankind itself, all of mankind, except the very elect of the Most High, and even some of them, if they are not careful, may be deceived. By this system that the Catholic Church and this Muslim Imam and the rest of the leaders of all the other religions in the world have signed on to this treaty upon brotherly love and peace, they are going to tolerate, each other's religions, each other's faiths, and, you know, try to get along with everybody and bring everybody up under this one world religion. And this one world religion is not going to go by the laws of the Most High, because it says we're going to be including stuff from all faiths. Well, that's going to be a problem. And so the Most High says that he's going to send a strong delusion on everybody that does. Okay, let's read verse 10 again. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Again, everybody that believes in this system, that buys into it, will perish. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, Elohim, underline that, because of this, Elohim shall send them a strong delusion. Who's going to send the delusion? The Most High. Oh, you want to believe a lie? I'm going to let you believe a lie, that they should believe a lie. So once they buy into this, I'm not going to let you not believe it. Think about this. Think about what he's saying. They choose to believe a lie, so he sends them a strong delusion that they can't even hear the truth anymore. And no matter what you say to them, they believe they have the truth. You can't tell me nothing. The Most High wants us to love each other and to, you know, not, we don't have to keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath can be on any day. I can worship with the Muslims and worship Allah. I can be a Buddhist and I'm going to make it in. I can turn down my faith in Messiah and become a Buddhist, and I'll be all right. I'm going to still make it to the same end you're going to make it. Delusions that they're okay. So he says that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, they're having pleasure in unrighteousness because they want to do what they want to do. And they want to love, place the love of man over the love of the Most High. What man wants to do makes more sense to them than what the Most High says to do. And so bodies have gotten together and signed this pact together, this treaty together, this agreement together. And this is the agreement that the UN will enforce. Oh, wait a minute. We don't believe that you should worship on Sabbath. The Most High Sabbath, that don't apply to everybody. And so you don't have to keep it if you don't want to. There's only one true Elohim. There's only one true faith. But they're going to combine faith. Because each faith, if you think about this, each religion, each one, something that some man thought would be a good way to live, except for the faith that was given, the religion, the belief that was given by the Most High Elohim. So they're going to choose to worship, all of them being tolerant and saying, well, you know, I love you, my brother, you my Muslim brother. You my Muslim sister. You my Buddha brother, my Buddha sister. And you worship the way you worship, and I'll respect that. And you and I worship the way I worship, and you respect that. But there's no one way. It's based upon our mutual love one for another. And so the laws of the Most High go out the door. Because you have to tolerate what everybody else is saying or doing. Even the Satanists, that's a religion. And as long as the Satanists say, hey, I'll get along with you in peace, then we're going to get along together. That's what they're saying. Now, they have rooted this in, as they said, the Abrahamic faith, the Abrahamic family, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Okay, but Islam does not worship the same God that we worship. And it took me a minute to figure it out, you know, because the Most High says he hates all liars. Allah don't hate liars. Allah says it's okay to tell a lie if the situation calls for it. That's not the same Elohim. Unless the Most High wants to damn all Muslims to believe a lie. Because they chose not to believe the truth concerning his son, concerning him coming in the flesh. One or the other. But this is where we're at in the world, and so we can see this system coming into play. We can see this system being enacted with the Catholic Church at the head, along with the Muslim faith. And so we have to have our guards up, because it's going to sound good to a lot of people if they are not in truth, and they will buy into it. Can't we just all get along? So if it's regardless of faith you believe in, and we're going to accept this under the umbrella of the Abrahamic faith. But this treaty was signed by all faiths in the world. Their leaders signed on to this. And so whatever they say, that's going to become what the world accepts. So if your religion, like, okay, here's one. The Most High never, ever said it was okay to be gay. Never said that. That was an abomination. But the church, different denominations in the church have said that it's okay to be gay. It's okay to be, for them to be in the pulpit. You know, the Catholic Church for a long time had, and probably still does, had a very big bad stain on its records with, you know, the priest messing with children. and hiding, you know, the homosexuality in that, priests messing with little boys, altar workers and things like that. There was a stain on the church with some of the priests getting the nuns pregnant. Because Most High said that it is better to marry than to burn. But if you take an oath to the Most High and say you're not going to marry, you have to maintain that oath. And that's a problem. So there are many things that are contrary to the word of the Most High, and it's contrary even in the body of Messiah. So the Most High says, I'm going to give them, send them a strong delusion where they cannot see the truth because they have chosen to do this. And, you know, if you follow, you know, if you follow the Pope or any leader, because the Most High studied to show yourself approved. If you're following a man, and even though he may believe that he is saved, he may believe that he is God or Elohim's chosen, he may believe that he's the vicar of Christ, the replacement for Christ on earth. If you follow him and you don't study to show yourself approved, you're going to be deceived, unregenerated. They haven't learned that they have to keep the laws of the Most High. We'll make our own law. We'll make a law where, you know, you can pay to sin. You want to fornicate? You can pay to do that. You want to commit adultery? You can pay to do that. This is unregenerated man. Oh, we don't have to keep Sabbath. We'll change the Sabbath day. We don't want to be like the people that God chose, like Elohim chose. We want to do our own thing, so we'll change the Sabbath from the seventh day to the first day. Some part of it was already in place. And now we see that the one world religion, the document has been signed to put that in place. And they are building their headquarters in Abu Dhabi. And a Muslim country. And so all of these pieces are falling into place. The UN will be the strong arm for this, because all the nations that have signed on under the UN agree to go by the treaty, and that the UN has the authority once it invokes its authority. And if somebody as a member of the UN doesn't agree or comes against it, then the whole UN is supposed to go against that body. Now, the U.S. has been in a powerful position in the past. But China's going to play a role in this. Russia is going to play a role in this. India is going to play a role in this. China and India, between the two of them, have close to 3 billion people. 3 billion. China by itself, if it chose to inflict its power, and it's coming to the place where it can, because the U.S. sent all of its manufacturing jobs to China, saying that, that we buy in the U.S., made in China, even some of our critical parts, like the computer chips that go into cars, and all it was made in China, China decided to withhold them at one point. Stopped our manufacturing dead in the water. Because now all of our cars are so computerized. So they're going to, you know, if you search, I want you to keep some things in mind, because they're conditioning people to think how they want them to think. And they really want you to think the way that you think so that you think that you are in truth. How do they do that? You ever notice you go on Google and you do a search for something, you're shopping for something, then all of a sudden in your browser or on a web page that is totally unrelated, what you were just looking for pops up there. Now, the same thing they do this way. If you go out searching the web for certain information, then what they will do is bring you back all the information on that topic that you want to see. And then they track what you click on. So that shows what you're interested in. And then they start to only bring you that view. So now only thing you're seeing is what you believe, whether it's the truth or whether it's a lie. For you, it reaffirms what you believe. And if you don't look, and the Most High doesn't give you discernment, you will think that everything that you read is the truth. But the only confirming what you believe, you yourself believe. And so that's why if you were, let's say, a Trump supporter, when you search for things in the way that you believe. Soon, that's all that you receive. Only that type of news, only that type of information. And they know that they're doing this to people because they want people to be separated. But then when it comes to the religion, they want to bring them back out of that chaos under the religion that they want you to believe. So, you know, can't we just all get along? What the scriptures are telling us, what the Most High is telling us, is that Messiah came and died for our transgressions against the Most High, his laws. That's what sin is, the transgression of his laws. Well, if you say you're not up under the law, then you got to live by some standard. Standard is brotherly love. And they're going to use that to replace the Most High. They're going to use that to replace his standard. And that's what they're doing in the world right now. And it's what Antichrist is going to use to draw all men to him. You know, those Bible standards, the Elohim of the Bible, well, wait a minute. He doesn't exactly agree with the Elohim of Islam. He doesn't necessarily agree with the philosophy of Buddha. So we need a doctrine that's just going to promote peace and brotherly love. Not based really upon what your faith is. We're going to tolerate your faith to a degree until it contradicts with what we're doing. Then we're going to come against you. So this is what the Most High said. He says he's going to send this delusion that once people start believing that way, they can't stop. He said they have chosen their path. They don't want to believe the truth. They'll hear the truth, but they don't want to believe it. The truth is, fear Yah and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Not fear Buddha. Not fear the Pope. Not fear Muhammad. The Bible says there's only one way into the kingdom. There's only one way to peace. And that's through Messiah. That's through the Most High and in his kingdom, to be at peace with him. Think that the peace that the Most High says to pursue is with your brother. Or your sister. It's not. He wants every man to live peaceably with each other. But you got to first be at peace with the Most High. And the only way that you can be at peace with the Most High is to remove yourself from his wrath. How do you remove yourself from his wrath? By obeying him. That's what puts you in his wrath, disobeying him. So the only thing that can remove you from his wrath is to obey him. It's real simple. But it's hard for people that don't want to obey him to see. I don't want to live by that standard. That's what they're saying. I don't want to live by that standard. As Israel said, Yah, your ways are not equal. Think about that. His own people said, your ways are not equal. And the Most High said, are not my ways equal and your ways unequal? So mankind is going to be convinced that his ways are better than the Most High's ways. His standards are higher than the Most High's standards, more righteous than the Most High. We'll make laws that are better than your laws, Most High, because we don't want to live by your laws. And it's how he says that we can tell who has the spirit, who really has the spirit. Because those who have his spirit, says, I'm going to put write my laws in your heart and in your mind. That's the new covenant. I'm going to write my laws in your heart and in your mind that you might do them. Not that you try to get out of doing them, that you might do them and that you might keep my judgment and do them. Now I say, oh no, your judgment's out, that's too hard. So Israel went about establishing its own righteousness above his righteousness. This is a mentality that the world is taking on. And this is the mentality that through brotherly love and not the love of the Most High. So agape love, and when you look at the Greek love, and it's talking about Elohim, it always uses the word agape. To love the way that Yah loves. And so people think that Yah is all forgiving. He's all merciful. He's all kind. He loves unconditionally. That's not the Elohim of the book. Not who he is. He always gives you an if. If you do this, then I'll do that. That's not unconditional. That's conditional. I will have mercy on you if you do something against me ignorantly. If you do something against me ignorantly, that's conditional. But if you do it willingly, I'm not going to forgive you because you're knowingly being disobedient. That's not unconditional. But the world wants an Elohim that will bend to their standards, that he will do, or she, because some people believe Elohim is a she, and I'm like, good grief. Anyway, and you know, whatever they got to believe, as I said, he don't ever identify himself as a she in this book that I'm reading. But they want Elohim, they want the Most High to bend and do what they want to do. So I was looking at the wedding vow. And this is, you know, this is something simple. The wedding vow that people take when they get married. And they make these vows to their standard, which actually contradicts what Elohim has already said the way it should be. Nowhere in the scripture does Elohim say that the man to live with the woman until death do them part. The Most High doesn't want a man to divorce his wife. Never has. And it's implied. But it tells the woman, as long as her husband lives, he's her husband. If he leaves, if she departs from him for any reason, then she's not free to remarry. As long as he's alive. She divorces him, she makes herself an adulterer. But if he divorces her for any reason other than she went outside the marriage, he himself is an adulterer. Most I say in both ways, I don't want you to divorce. But the marriage vows, the way they're stated, they have been westernized, they have been Europeanized, and they contradict the commandments of the Most High. So, you know, just take the time and look into them. They contradict his law. Because they didn't want to live by that. But the reason I brought that up, because the scripture says, wives, obey your husband. But then I went to research the vows, and women in the world, Christian women in the world, wanted that taken out of the vows, to obey their husband. Wanted that removed. And the church went along with it and said, you know, marriage is an equal, it's a partnership, and it's equal. But wait a minute. The Most High said the woman should submit to her husband. And the Most High said to obey. But that's not what the world wants. And so they changed the marriage vows. They say, hey, we'll just remove this. We'll just remove this line that says you must obey. Being contrary to the word of the Most High. In all deceivableness and unrighteousness. Because he gave the commandment to obey. That commandment didn't come from man. That commandment didn't come from the woman's husband. It came from the Most High. So to take it there is to remove what the Most High said to do. This is how they're going to do this. And this is how what they have already started to do. Verse 2 Thessalonians, verse 11 and 12. And for this cause, Elohim shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. We don't want to do what you say, Most High. We don't want to submit to your judgments. We don't want to submit to your commandments. We don't want to obey them. We want to make our own. We want to do what seems right in our own eyes. So we'll just remove what you said. We won't require it. We'll still say that, hey, you're the basis for marriage. So we're going to change the rules because they don't suit us at this time. So it's just, okay, go ahead. Because you choose to believe a lie, I'm going to make sure that you always believe that lie. Why? Verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. So that's just one example. But they are changing the laws of the Most High and ignoring them in all kind of ways. And men are just doing what they want to do and are doing it up under the pretense of brotherly love versus agape love. And so remember, agape love is the Most High's mind on how he thinks about everything. Here are my commandments, how I behave, this is how I want you to behave. Here are my statutes, my ordinances, my judgment. I want you to do them. This is my mind and my heart on these things. This is how you show that you love me, by obeying them and doing them. Want to show me you love me? Keep my commandments. Keep my laws, my statutes, my ordinances, my judgments. Don't change them to suit you. Keep them. Do them. You know, brotherly love seems better to us. Because you know, I might have thought about cursing my father or my mother at one time. I might have thought about hitting my father or my mother at one time. And if my child does that to me, should that really cost them their life? And that's what the Most High said. He requires. It costs their life. He didn't say take them to a shrink. He didn't say, you know, go have them evaluated. This is the penalty. This is the law. This is the judgment. Do them. Oh, we don't agree with that. So you say you love me. You say you worship me. But you want to put your standard, brotherly love, over mine, my agape love. And you want to keep that. And this is what the world is gravitating toward. Antichrist knows, hey, if I can get them to replace the love of the Most High, his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, his judgments, how he says, this is how you get rid of sin. If we can remove the fear of Elohim from them, when he says all over the place, fear me. If I can get them looking at each other as the standard, then they will disobey. They will flat out just stop obeying the Most High and then say that they're still worshiping him. This is what he says. Now, this delusion, the Most High says he's going to send on them that because they would not believe the truth. And the truth for them who are in truth is very simple. Obey the Most High. Period. He says it over and over again. If you love me, keep my commandments. Messiah reiterated it. How do you say you love me and do not what I say do? He's reiterating the same thing over and over and over again. And somehow, people can't see it, won't see it. Just wait a minute. Most High, he deleted all that stuff. We don't have to do that. Those Jews had to do that. We Christians, we don't have to do that. Huh? Go to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 8, my bad. Talking about Hebrews chapter 7 earlier today. Had it on my mind. Start in verse 7. Now we know in Joel 31:31, the Most High says that he was going to make a new covenant. Messiah instituted that new covenant. Verse 7, Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 7. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there was nothing wrong with it. What was wrong with it? Then should no place have been sought for the second. What was wrong with the first one? For finding fault with them, the people. He said, behold, the day is coming, says Yah, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. They broke it. They didn't keep the law, his statutes, his commandments, his ordinance, and his judgments. They broke the covenant. And I regarded them not, saith Yah. Now for the saints, the New Testament saints, quote, Christians. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. Doesn't say the rest of the world. After those days, saith Yah, I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts. Now, everybody is being grafted into this covenant because Israel, our forefathers, they rejected it. And the Most High put us to sleep until the last day. He put us to sleep that he might bring in the Gentiles. So he says, I'm going to write my laws in their mind and in their hearts. And I will be to them an Elohim. A Elohim, and they shall be to me a people. His law in their mind. He took the same covenant that he had, his same laws. He didn't change his laws. He didn't change his commandments. He didn't change his ordinances. Because you know what? Can't bring me a sin sacrifice. Because I'm gonna tear down the temple. But you can't bring me an animal sacrifice. You can only come to Messiah for that. So I'm gonna modify the law. I'm gonna take care of that requirement for that animal sacrifice once and for all. But I'm only doing it for your one time. I'm doing it one time. I allow you to come to me one time with your willful sin. You can confess your willful sin. You can confess those things that you know you did wrong to me. Don't just say I'm a sinner. What specifically did you do? You confess that. He says, now don't do it anymore. I forgave you. Don't do it again. Because now you know that it's wrong, and it becomes willful sin. I'm going to let you come to me one time in Messiah, and I'm going to forgive that. Can't confess what you don't know, so ignorant sin don't even count right now, as far as that goes. The day you learn that something you're doing is sin, the day you learned it, you're no longer ignorant of it. It is now confessed. And I am true and just to forgive you. Now don't do it anymore. Don't say you're struggling with it. Don't say you're trying to stop. Don't say the Most High knows me. He knows my heart. Stop. If you love me, you will do it. You'll keep my commandments. You love me. You fear me. So the church has conveniently taken the amendment to the contract, to the covenant, and then only apply the amendment their life. See, he says right here, if I confess my sin, he is true and just to forgive my sin. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't he say in Hebrews chapter 10, if you willfully sin after you come into the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin? So you'll hear one, a half-truth, without the other half of the truth. And it becomes iniquity. It becomes unrighteousness. And they'll read those verses and then ignore it. He loves me. He would never condemn me. He's not going to throw me into that lake. My God, my Elohim wouldn't do that. Oh, so now we have an idol. Something, someone you've made up in your mind. And so he says, all right, that's the way you choose to be. Then now, I'm not going to let you believe the truth. I'm going to let you believe the lie. I'm going to make sure you believe it too. I'm going to send you a strong delusion. No matter what somebody teaches, somehow you're going to always come back to that lie. And now you're going to go along with the crowd. Because you chose to forsake my love. You chose to forsake my statutes, my commandments, my laws, my ordinances, my judgments. You chose to with your own standards. And then continue to say you love me. And all the time not doing what I said to do. So as the Antichrist puts these systems in place, so that man replaces the love of Elohim, his statutes, his laws, his commandments, heart. This is how I judge things. This is how I conduct business. This is what I say is right. As they replace that with their own standards, their own love, Antichrist is going to get them to come against the true people of the Most High. He's doing what the Most High hired him to do, created him to do. Show me all those who love me and those who don't. I've given them my standard in the book. I've had it written for them, as Messiah said. It is written. You do not need to send somebody up into heaven to find it. You do not need to send somebody across the ocean to bring it back to you. It is already written. The time you read that word is even in your mouth. So I'm not going to let you understand it. If you choose to believe a lie, I'm going to let you believe a lie. That you fall for this system that Antichrist is bringing, so that you come against me, that I might take out my wrath on you. That is a strong statement, that I might cause them to believe a lie, that I might damn them. No, the Most High didn't do that kind of stuff. My God would never damn me. Some human, he knows I'm trying. You won't ever find anywhere in the scripture where the Most High says, try. You either do it or you don't. You don't ever say try. Let's continue in this. This word delusion, plain, and it means to go astray. I'm going to cause you to go astray. I'm going to cause you to wonder. I'm going to cause you to be seduced. I'm going to cause you to be out of the way, my way. The word send is PEMO, P-E-M-P-O, and it means to dispatch. I'm going to dispatch a strong delusion to you, to transmit, to bestow. So let's grasp the full impact of what Elohim is saying. Elohim himself is going to bestow upon the entire Christian rejecting human race, including his own disobedient, a delusion. So powerful, so strong, that they will not be able to stand against it. And it will always come back to, I think, I believe. This deception that he's going to send on them, this error in thought. It has but one purpose. He tells us what that purpose is. To damn all those who did not lay hold of his love, who did not lay hold of agape love, who did not lay hold to the truth, who had all their pleasure in brotherly love, phileo love. Repent. This delusion lays the groundwork for them to believe a lie. He says that they might believe a lie, that I might damn them. The Elohim of the Bible is saying that. Let me cause you to believe a lie. You don't want to know the truth? Send somebody to tell you the truth? You reject it. I have it preached to you over and over again. You find a reason not to believe. You find a reason to do what you want to do. So now I'm going to make you believe that no matter who I send to you, how they say it, how they preach it. Your dreams are going to be reinforcing the lie. When you study, you will read the lie right into your study. Everything that you do will lead you to the lie. You don't want to hear the truth. Peter believed the same lie. He felt the love of his brethren was more important than the love that the Most High told him to get, where he could mingle with the Gentiles, that he could eat with them. When his brethren came along, who were law keepers, but they were not in truth, they had not come into the truth concerning Messiah. He thought they were going to condemn him. And he chose their love over the love of the Most High. He chose what they thought over what the Most High said. He believed that brotherly love was the love of Elohim. And that was a lie. So, got to understand, even in the apostles, and Paul said, I had to withstand him to his face. For he was to blame. Saying that the Most High wants, he wants his people to obey him. Always. This same error is what the world is buying into. This same error is what the one world religion will use to bind up all those people. Don't matter. We can, you know, we can all get along. We can serve separate gods and it's okay. As long as we love one another. If we can keep the peace between each other. The vast majority of the church. The church of Messiah is going to fall into this damnation. Into this condemnation. Remember the Most High told us, I got a group of believers. Some obey me, some don't. But they say they believe in me. They call on my name. They work miracles in my name. But I don't know them. I don't know. So as we said on last week, the United Nations, its charter is to bring about this very thing. Brotherly love. It's built is so that men get together, they bring their problems to each other, and they try to solve their problems based upon their own standards and not the standards of the Most High. So that's the difference. They are basing their charter based upon the love of mankind for each other. Whole different standard than the love of the Most High. So they will also adopt this one world religion, which is based upon their own charter, brotherly love and peace. Not the love of the Most High, because we don't care who you worship. As long as you're willing to get along with us and love us, we don't care who you worship or how you worship or what they, but we're not going by what your God says. Okay. We know the Most High doesn't tolerate any form of sin. That's why Allah says it's okay to lie. Can't be the same Elohim. Can't be the same God. Our Elohim doesn't tolerate sin, any form of sin, any form of transgression of his laws. It's all liars that lie like to mankind, to deceive men into committing sin, into disobeying the Most High. That's who he's going to get. Okay. The Most High's word, his commandment, his sin, is to purge transgression, to bring them into truth that they don't sin against him. It's harsh, because the Most High is harsh. He says, I do terrible things. Fear me, because I do terrible things. You know, the one I like to use, the Most High says, hey, fear me, fear your mother and your father. That's the three people, he says, that every person has to fear. Him and your mother and your father. He says to fear them. Just to honor them. So he says, if your child does something to you, hits you, curses you, whatever, that your child is supposed to die. That's his judgment. Just like if we transgress his law, he says we're supposed to die. Now, you tell somebody that today, they'd be like, dude, you're crazy. You tell a Hebrew that who says they're in their land, they're not in their land, they make the excuse, hey, we ain't in our land, we can't do that. They'll send us to jail for that. No stuff. Ask Daniel about keeping the laws of Nebuchadnezzar. He wouldn't do it. Nebuchadnezzar said, hey, I throw you in the lion's den. Hope your God saves you. Because Daniel obeyed the Most High saved. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They disobeyed the law of God. Got thrown into a hot furnace. They kept the Most High's law. Most High saved. We want the Most High to save us, but then we don't want to obey him. We want to do what we want to do. Most High deliver us. Save us out of this thing. And then we don't obey him. If the world says it's going to be, this is how we act, this is how we behave, and we take on the nature of the world, and we just disregard what the Most High said. So the world knows this, and Satan knows this. We need to replace the love of the Most High with something else. All mankind can understand brotherly love. Let's replace the love of the Most High with brotherly love. And get them to disobey. Brotherly love, hey, hear about it. Your brother can tell you the truth or not tell you the truth. They don't know what the truth is. I just tell you something. Or I make up my own truth. This is what brotherly love does. It is corrupt. The Most High love is not corrupt. The Most High love leads you into what he says is right. Not what you say is right. Brotherly love makes you make your own standard for what is right. And not what the Most High says. And we got 641. I don't think I want to go into the next part of this, into depravity. Man's nature to sin. We talk about this in, I think, lesson two, maybe lesson one. The will and depravity. I think I'm going to wait and do these on maybe tomorrow morning so I can lay out the groundwork for them. Because it's man's nature to sin, to transgress the laws of the Most High, to not want to keep his law. That's depravity. That allows men to come up with his own standards, to do his own thing. To even walk in deception. So we're going to stop here for this evening. And I want you to consider, as you are laying in prayer on this evening, as you're laying in meditation, as you're thinking on his word, if you go back and you read, what group do you belong to? I know everybody listening is a believer. But remember Messiah said, there's two groups of believers. There are tares, and then there's the true wheat. Just let them grow up together. The tares will say, I love you. The tares will say, I obey his commandments, but don't obey them. The tares will look like they are true believers. They only look like believers. If I said right now, hey, your house is on fire. You need to go check it out. And if you believe what I was telling you, you would act on it. you go look. You do something about it. You confirm it, you know, or say, oh, no, you just talk. But you would do something because you believe it. The dares say they believe and they do nothing. They do what they want to do. Because he'll separate the dares from the believers in the end. How do you say you love me and keep not my commandments? How did you say you did all those miracles? You healed the sick. You fed the hungry. You did great works in my name. I never knew you. Think on that on this evening. Are you one of the believers that Messiah's going to say, get away from me, you worker of iniquity, you worker of lawlessness, you one that don't obey my commandments, you one that don't do them, but say you know me. Get away from me. I never knew you. Or are you going to be, are you the one that says, as I learn it, I will do it. Because you can't do what you don't know. But once you know it, you either do it or you don't. Very simple. You either do it or you don't. Ain't real hard. He says, your whole life, our entire life, the Most High says, I set before you a blessing and a curse. For you, life and death. Choose life. Those are the only two choices you got, life and death. A blessing and a curse. Every decision we make leads us to one or the other. Which decision in your life have you made? Nowhere in this book will the Most High say, try to obey me. You won't find that anywhere in the book. Try to obey me. Do your best. Find that anywhere in the book. Not Old Testament, not even New Testament. Messiah is not advocating for willful sinners. Think about this. Go to Hebrews 10. I'm going to keep driving this home because this is what the Most High says. Keep driving this home. Hebrews 10. Go to verse 26. For if we willfully sin, if we willfully transgress, here we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. How do you say you love me and do not what I say to do? Messiah is not going to advocate for you. He says his sacrifice of his blood don't cover that. Can't put this up under the blood. If you willfully sin against me, that's going to be your advocate. Oh, yeah, forgive them. They know what they're doing. He never said that. He said, forgive them for they what? Know not what they do. Not forgive them because they know what they do. He never says, forgive them because they're willfully killing me. He says, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. They're ignorant of it. What they're doing. He is always forgiven ignorant sin. But he ain't advocating if we know what we're doing is wrong and then, oh yeah, forgive them. This verse is telling us he don't advocate for those people. Let's read this again. For if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for but a sin is guilty or innocent. If it's willful, we are guilty. So if the sentence is guilty, he says, then you're going to look forward to fiery indignation. Fiery indignation. Because when we willfully sin against him, we make ourselves his adversary, his enemy. You say you love me? Only people that disobey me are my enemies. Those that love me don't disobey me. Those that love me don't sin against me. The only ones that sin against me are my enemies, my adversaries. So who is he advocating for? Not if they're advocating for anybody that willfully sins. He says, you got something to look forward to. Fiery indignation, the lake of fire. He that despised Moses' law died, underline that, without mercy. He says, you take them from my altar and you kill them without mercy. Don't hesitate. Do it right away. Don't feel sorry for them. Under two or three witnesses, he said, do that. At two or three witnesses, he said, one person can't bring an accusation. One person cannot put a person to death. But by two or three witnesses, they found to be guilty, kill them without mercy. Now, read the next verse, 29. Of how much worse punishment, supposedly, do you think shall be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of Elohim? I died for your sin. You're going to turn right around and go back into it? You deserve a punishment worse than death. What he's saying, how much worse? If they died without mercy, what do you deserve if you willfully sinned after you knew what I did to you? After you acknowledged, you're going to turn around and go do it again? Knowingly do it again? I'm not advocating for you. You my adversary. And I want to kill you without mercy. You don't deserve mercy. Under the law of Moses, if you were found guilty, they killed you without mercy. I'm not doing anything different than that. Matter of fact, I'm going to do worse than that. They're not telling people this. Sin, he is faithful, he's merciful, he's all forgiving. No matter if you knew you were doing wrong, he understands. You're only human. But no, hell, I don't understand. It's not my way. It's never been my way. To let whatever I created just willfully disobey me. Only man has done that. And some of the angels. He says, but if you understand, then you understand that you have to obey me at all times. Serve a punishment worse than death. What's worse than death? I'm going to give you eternal life. I'm going to make you eternal. You can't die. And I've designed a fire for Satan and his angels. Now, Satan is doing what he was to do. But when the Most High is through with him, he says, hey, I got something for him. Satan is eternal. He can't die. The Most High says, I created a special fire for him and his angels, his followers. They're eternal, they can't die, but this fire is a different fire and it's designed to torment. To torment. Now, when we know that if we die, we go unconscious, we don't have another thought. It's done. We don't feel no more of that pain. Whatever killed us, whether it was a bullet, whether it was a knife, whether somebody strangled us, whether we drowned and got hit by a car, that goes away. We don't have those feelings. We don't feel that forever. We're done with it. It's a knowledge. Those people, under Moses' law, that's what they felt. They felt those rocks hitting them. They felt that spear go through them. They felt those arrows. They felt that fire. And then they died, and they didn't feel it no more. Now, I'm going to give you eternal life. You can't die. Throw you in, you're going to feel it forever. Forever. That's worse than death. What are you talking about? That's a punishment worse than death. Eternal pain. Eternal anguish. Your lot is to be gnashing of teeth. Forever. Can't even go unconscious. You're going to feel this fire. And there'll still be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Forever. That's worse than death. At least when you physically die in this world, that pain stops. You know, when I was in the hospital and I, you know, I had taken too many aspirin, I bled out. I stood up and I passed out. I didn't know anything after that. I didn't know, you know, I wasn't in any more pain, that's for sure. I was unconscious. I didn't feel anything. So as far as that goes, if I had actually died, my pain and suffering would have been over. Most of us said, no, you deserve something worse than that. You're going to be awake. You can't die. And you can feel this forever. Hear what Messiah is saying to us. Hear what the Most High is saying to us. Don't be the type of believer that don't obey him. He said, this is what you got coming. Oh, no, God wouldn't do that. Elohim wouldn't do that. You better believe what's written. Verse 30. For we know him that has said. No, most people don't know him that has said. Vengeance belongeth unto me. I will repay, saith Yah. And again, Yah shall judge his people. You say, you belong to me? You say, you love me? You doing miracles in my name? You using my name to carry out what you're doing, whatever it is. Some of it good work, some of it bad work. Don't matter. You're not obeying me. You don't love me, and I don't love you. You are my adversary. I will repay you. I'm going to get you for that. That's right there. I will recompense. I will repay, saith God. You think you can do that to me and get away with it? I got something for you. We better hear it and believe it. Read it and believe it and walk accordingly. If you're guilty, go on your face before the Most High and ask for him to forgive you. And maybe he will. But promise, hey, I will never walk in those transgressions again. I will never willfully disobey you again. I understand now the ramification of doing so. And he still may not forgive. It's in his realm there. I know I was in this boat. Still in this boat. But I'm not going to tell you a lie. I'm not going to teach something else because, oh, I want people to follow me. The Most High said, tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. So, each and every person has a choice to make. We see this system coming into being, the one world government, the one world order, the one world religion. Documents have been signed. The organization to actually carry it out when it's time, the UN, is in place. Just waiting for some other major players to move into place, waiting for AI to, for them to release AI on the world, artificial intelligence. Remember, Antichrist causes the beast to speak as though he is alive. What causes the image to speak as though it was alive? That's an AI. It's an artificial intelligence that they're going to release on mankind, thinking that it's going to take care of mankind, that it can make better decisions than mankind can make for itself. They're going to make it their Elohim. And in the end, that being, that thing, is going to say, you're like a virus on the earth. So think on these things tonight. Make your decision and make it clear. If you owe the Most High an apology, apologize. And tell him, I won't do it again. And really mean it. Because he says, I'm not advocating. You think that I am. But see, Satan can appear as an angel of light. And Satan can tell you, hey, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You're good. Elohim knows. He knows your heart. You're right. If Elohim, especially if Elohim gave you that heart, that you should believe a lie. Because you chose not to believe the truth. So, I will go on to this next part, depravity, on tomorrow morning. Because there's too many of us that believe that we are walking saved lives and that we're okay, when the scriptures is clearly telling us, many are called, but few are chosen. We want to be in the few. We want to be in the few. We don't want to be in the many. We want to be in the straight gate, the narrow gate, and not the broad gate. That is broad and wide and short to damnation. We want to be on the straight and the narrow. Path that leads to life. Let's bow our heads. Father Yah, we come before you, Father. It is only you that knows the hearts of men. Father, look into each one of our hearts. And if you find something that is keeping us from believing your word, from believing this message, Father, remove that thing from our hearts or from our minds, that we might hear it, see it, and believe it, and that we might do it. If we need to repent before you, Father, let us do it with godly sorrow, knowing that we have transgressed against you and that we have spit on what Messiah did for us. And perhaps we were doing it out of ignorance, Father, because we did not really truly understand the ramifications. Maybe we were believing the doctrine that if we confess our sins, that you will be just and you will be merciful and you will be kind and you will forgive us our sins. And we believe that about every sin, but you have shown us that willful sin you will not pardon. And so, Father, that we did these things ignorantly, that you would forgive us, and that you would have mercy upon us. Because from this day forward, Father, we will walk in your ways, and we will keep your commandments, and we will obey your voice, even unto death, Father. Even unto death. We will not love our own lives more than we love you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, on tomorrow morning, as I said, I will continue in this in depravity. on Sunday morning, 10 o'clock is the Feast of Pentecost 2023. I pray that you are with us and that you celebrate what I call Citizenship Day with us. And that if you have not received your kingdom with signs following, that you seek after that thing, so that you can know that you know. The scripture says you can know that you are saved. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to add this to it. If Yah has filled you with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, then keep his commandments. Because you fear him first and you love him, you've learned to love him. His ways are righteous. If you have not had that experience, and go before the Most High and tell him, I want proof. I want to know that I know that I know that I know that you have chosen me. And I don't want to walk in deception, but I want to keep your commandments. I want to be your child. I want to become your son, your child, and I will obey you. I will walk according to your word. May the Most High bless you. May keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. Fear Yah and keep the commandments, saints. For this is the whole duty of man. Shalom and enjoy the rest of your Shabbat.
Praise which dwelleth in Zion. I hear.
all my sisters. Peace and blessings. Shalom, Simon. Enjoy the rest of your evening.